Agenda item. So agenda item 4 was moved to the end of the agenda. It'll follow agenda item number 7. With that, we'll move on to agenda item number 5, PR-2022-006568, SD-2023-00147, a rehearing of the preliminary plat. The group, Ron Hensley, agent for Design Development Group, LLC, requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of lots 4 and 5, Block 16, Track 3, North Albuquerque Acres, zoned R1C, located at 9200 Wilshire Avenue Northeast between Ventura and Holbrook, containing approximately one.
Mr. Hearing Officer, aren't we on number 5?
That is number 5.
Okay. Is that correct, Jay?
Yeah, we should be hearing, I was typing, so I was kind of distracted there, but we should be hearing PR 2021-6147 right now.
The agenda changed Monday morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. So I think the change would just be that 6568 is is the last case, except that PNM case will be the last case. So item 5 is 2021-6147.
Okay, my apologies. And that's maybe why I was confused when I was looking at all the staff comments. Okay, so we will move to agenda item number 5, which is PR-2021-006147, SD-2024-00044, preliminary final plat. WH Pacific Inc., agents for City of Albuquerque, PRD Strategic Planning and Design. Christina Sandoval, CIP manager, requests the aforementioned actions for all of a portion of X Zone NRPO-A, located on 6th Street between Mountain Road and Summer Avenue, containing approximately 4.99465. Mr. Beltramo, I see you on and unmuted. Are you going to be the agent today?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. Would you state your name and address for the record?
Rick Beltramo with WH Pacific, 6501 America's Parkway, Suite 400.
Do you swear to affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Is there anybody else with your team or that's going to speak today?
No, just myself.
Okay. Please proceed.
I'm representing the City of Albuquerque for the Wells Park project. That's a project where the city has been acquiring land to expand the Wells Park site for various uses, mostly right now under construction is mostly park related. It's assembly of, I think, 17 lots, vacated right-of-way alley, and the vacation of portions of Rosemont Avenue. The Rosemont Avenue vacation was approved several months ago. So this plat action would be to recognize that vacation action and to consolidate all those properties with the Tract A, which is the original Wells Park site, into one 4.99 acre parcel. The infrastructure list that is provided essentially is the construction that's ongoing right now and water and sewer. The water and sewer portions of the infrastructure list have been completed. I think that's it. That summarizes our application.
This is Hearing Officer Bohan. So you have a signed IIA and this is a City of Albuquerque. So it's just a signed IIA.
Yes.
Okay. And that was signed by the DMD director?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's all. I think that, let me look. I think that's it. Yeah, that's the summary of it.
Okay, we'll proceed to the general public. If there's anybody with the general public that would like to comment on agenda item number 5, please unmute and raise your hand. Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
This is David with Water Authority. My only concern is having the infrastructure completed, and Mr. Beltramo has said that's been completed. So I'll just need to see the record drawings for that. And because I haven't seen them yet. So if you could get those to me, that'll address my comments, and I have no objection.
This is Hearing Officer Bohan. I have a question for you, Mr. Gutierrez, since this is basically cousin-related items with the Water Authority and with the City of Albuquerque. Do you need that as a condition for the final plat recording, or is that just you just need it being constructed?
If I understand correctly, I believe the infrastructure has been removed physically. I don't know if the project has been closed. So I just need confirmation that the project's closed before I will sign.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. So what you need as a condition is that the project work order be closed out and accepted by the Water Authority prior to your signature.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I add, I think that's the purpose of the infrastructure list, is to allow us to go forward with the plat. So I would, we have a deadline. If we do not record this plat within the next number of months, we have to start over with the vacation of Rosemont Avenue. So we do have a schedule we're up against. And I think that's the purpose of the infrastructure list, is to allow us to I'm not sure how the city does the subdivision improvements agreement, but to allow us to go forward with the plat action.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohan, and I'll let Mr. Rodenbeck chime in a second, but with vacations actions, once you've started the actual work, it pretty much stops the clock on your 1 year vacation portion. And so as long as you are moving towards completion of that vacation items, then you will be completed once you have all the work order items. But let me turn to Mr. Rodenbeck and have him comment.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I concur with that, Mr. Hearing Officer. There's no issue with the vacation of right-of-way approval expiring at this point with the submittal of this platting application. Once you submitted this platting application, Mr. Beltramo, that's when the clock stopped, and there's no expiration now of that, provided that ultimately a decision is made on this, which, you know, there almost certainly will be, you know, the clock has stopped. I just want to note too, this is a minor preliminary final plat. So both the preliminary and final plat would be approved by you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Correct. And so the only thing that you would not be able to do, Mr. Beltramo, is actually record the plat without Mr. Gutierrez's signature.
Yeah.
But you'll be ready to do that.
Okay. And I think just so Mr. Gutierrez knows, that the water sewer improvements were constructed some time ago, and we can get that certification to him. But I'm satisfied with that going forward. Thank you.
This Hearing Officer Bohan, we'll go on to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement, and I have no comments and no objections on this matter.
Thank you. We'll go to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan. Ms. Phelan, I'm assuming that you don't have any comments.
Sorry, I'm not sure what happened. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will move on to hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Hey, Quan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan dated 11/29/2022. Hydrology has no objection.
Okay, we'll move on to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. No, we have no objection. For any future development, an approved TCL will be required before site plan or building permit.
Thank you. We'll move on to planning.
Hi, this is Hannah Olick with planning. Planning has no objections. The conditions of approval include project and application numbers need to be added both to the plat and the infrastructure list. Signature from the DMD director is required on the infrastructure list prior to final sign-off of the plat. I didn't find the DMD signature on the infrastructure list. I'm not sure if it's if it was an old copy that was included, but that's one of our comments. And then the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and the date of the DHE approval must be added to the plat. I also note that the applicant shall record the plat with the Bernalillo County clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. That concludes my comments.
Ms. Alec, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Alec, I'll come back to you. I'm going to go to Mr. Biazar first, and then I've got a couple of questions for you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. A couple of things. I just had a question for our transportation group. If we needed corner radiuses of 25 foot, all the corners, because we're at an intersection for clear sight distance purposes in the future. And also regarding Ms. Alec's question about the signature, I believe Director Simon has signed the infrastructure list, so we should be fine on that.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Armijo, you want to address the clear sight triangle?
Ernest Armijo Transportation, based on the earlier drawings that we received, the property lines are set back far enough that they will not interfere with a clear sight triangle at any of the intersections.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. And then on the signature of the plat, is it the DMD director on this plat, or is that real property management? I saw on the IIA, yeah, I saw that in the record that they've signed the IIA. So the issue then is who signs the plat. Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So on the plat, the CEO signed the plat. Samantha Single. On the infrastructure list, the parks director signed. I was under the understanding that we also need a DMD's signature, but city engineer just confirmed. I think we're fine with just the parks director signing the infrastructure list.
Okay. And where is the owner?
Sorry, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'll also note the plat was also signed already by, it looks like, real property.
Right. Okay, so it looks like, Mr. Biazar, you want to chime in again?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So just clarification, there's no IIA on this project as long as the infrastructure list is signed by the director
right.
of the department. Yeah, just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. There's technically an IIA, but it's between, like I said, cousins. So it works. Mr. Beltramo, you got any questions?
No, I think that's pretty clear. I will take care of the last comments regarding application numbers and the XF file.
Yeah, they'll be part of my conditions of approval. So, okay. Mr. Gutierrez, you got your hand up again.
Yeah, I just wanted to add for Rick, for his knowledge, that we don't need all the city documents for closeout, just stuff specific to the water authority if you want to get that closed sooner than later.
Okay.
I don't know who's managing it on our end, but we typically accept a smaller closeout package for water authority specific infrastructure, if that helps your project. Just wanted to pass that by you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Yeah, it's about a third of the thickness of the closeout package is the water authority. So it should be, and if you've already got it in the ground, you have pretty much everything you need for that portion.
Thank you.
Okay, with no other comments, I am going to approve PR-2021-006147, SD-2024-000044, preliminary and final plat, with the following conditions. That documentation of the IIA for the Water Authority be submitted to the Water Authority, that the DHO approval date be added to the plat, an approval of the DXF AGIS file be submitted to planning, and that the project and application numbers be added to the plat. Mr. Beltramo, any other questions?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.